What to you is country music? Do you have any, do you know any artists in country music?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the twangy sound?
Sort of.
Do you have any favorite country artists? Do you know anybody in country music? You?
Charlie Pride.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Johnny and Charlie, two of the biggest, without a doubt. I got talking with this man about country music because I have a feeling he was a big country fan, and I find he has some rather definite ideas about it. The song he's going to sing, which, by the way, is unusual for us. He can sing it live. Do a little picking and singing there, and without the usual lip synchronization that we do, which is unique for us. I thought he was a big country fan, but he has some interesting ideas about it. We'll talk about it in a second. Interesting man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Nesmith. Talk a little bit. Now, that's about as country music, I guess, as you can get, isn't it?
I don't know whether it's country or not. It's mine. It's, you know, what I enjoy playing.
Where's your home, originally?
Dallas.
So certainly you heard a lot of country music when you were a kid.
I was exposed to a lot. You know, I don't really remember hearing a lot of it, but I was exposed to a lot of it.
When I asked you if you weren't a dyed-in-the-wool country fan, you kind of did a cop-out. No, you're not. What then? Why would you make a record like that was phenomenally successful?
Well, you know, I don't really... it's difficult to explain, especially with just the time we've got, but there is something about country and western music that is not particularly appealing to me. I don't really like the twang, and I don't really like the strange sort of structure of country music per se. What I like about country music is that it represents a lifestyle with which I'm extraordinarily comfortable.
Yeah.
I like the whole concept of Ford pickup trucks and things. I mean, not, you know, I mean, I equally like the concept of Lear jets, you know, but I,
Larry, let me ask you. You've made a lot of money in your life. Is money important to you?
In terms of a consistency and order to things, it's extraordinarily important because I think that people should be paid for what they do. But if that precipitates only a little money, then it shouldn't be equated with worth, you see. I mean, there's a difference between value and money. I like being paid money in order as a signal of what I've done that has pleased someone.
Okay.
But I don't, it's not important to me to have that as the signal. There are many other signals that you can get, you know, and I relate to all of them.
Have you turned into a philosopher in your old age now in the last couple of years?
No.
Your old age, how about that?
I don't know.
I want to talk to you about something very commercial. Steer to your heart. This is a mock-up album cover. It is not in the greatest shape. Actually, what we did was take a picture of the album and paste it on another one that's, I don't even know what it was in the back. But this is, it will be similar to this when you find it in your local record store, the First National Band. Where is the band? How come they're not here today?
Well, everybody just sort of went fishing. They called up and they said, you're going to do the show? And I said, well, you know, my drummer's off in this. And so Red Rhodes is here with me, but he's back in the dressing room.
I tell you what I would like to do, to take from this. It's called The Nevada Fighter. Is that the song we're going to use? Is it the title song of the album?
It's the title song of the album. It doesn't necessarily represent what the album's about, but it's a title song because I think it's the best song on the album.
Well, let me thank you. And since the band isn't here, we'll do it and use it as a dance record. And y'all come back and play it again, all right? Nice to have you with us. Michael Nesmith, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, the Nevada Fighter here.